kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
We did like Melbourne nung pagpunta namin kasi napadpad din kaming Sydney and Canberra for a bit. Pero Melbourne talaga yung nagustuhan namin. But I never imagined mapadpad ako sa tuktok ng top end.
Ito ang tinig ni Christina Magbuhos na dating international student sa Melbourne at nakakuha ng oportunidad sa Darwin na maging permanent resident sa ngayon. Aminado siyang hindi naging madali ang tinahak niya at ng kanyang pamilya na unang bumisita sa Australia noong 2016.
May 2016, nagbakasyon kami dito ng husband ko. He has some relatives here and parang nag-imbita sila na, oy, baka you wanna check out a life here, parang better future for your girls. So anyway, I applied for a master's course at Victoria Uni and then I came here around, that was early August 2016. I was 2 weeks late into my course kasi yung visa ko hindi na...
Na-process
ka agad. So, parang 2.5 days, drop everything, and I came here. Kuli mag-isa yung pumunta dito, so it was really difficult. And then, iniwan ko yung younger daughter, because she was only 1.5 years. So, syempre, as nanay, masyado mahirap yun. And of course, it's a new country. I think it was around winter time, medyo depressing, and you know, malamig masyado compared to Pinas. And also, you have to adjust to yung ano dito, yung schooling system, which is different. And I haven't been in school for many years before I did a master's din. Really just parang nangang nabigla ka. It's like
homesick.
And there was a time na medyo na depressed din ako. I couldn't like do well with my schoolwork. Buti lang there were some supportive professors and mga staff na nag-offer din ng support. So I stayed with like a family friend, mga usually mga Pilipino yan. But to keep myself busy, kasi nga medyo malungkot on my own, nag-volunteer ako. I started volunteering for City of Melbourne and parang medyo na hook ako. So I did so many things and that's where like I also gained some friends. You know, medyo lumaki yung network natin dito and some of them also led to job opportunities.
Isa ng communications professional sa Pilipinas si Christina, pero ang kinuha nito sa Australia ay Masters in Accountancy. At gaya ng ilang mga international student na may maayos ng karera sa Pilipinas, pero nagsimula muli sa Australia, dumaan si Christina sa mga trabahong hindi niya noon naisip na gagawin niya.
Well, there was a time na parang, I think that was one of my first few jobs ng student ako, as a cleaner. So parang na-assign na yata ako ng contractor doon sa Caravan Court. And oh my God, as in, I was cleaning their office, pero yung dumating doon sa, pinaglinis ako ng inong communal na banyo, yung sa...
Toilet.
So talagang these are things na there are things there you cannot unsee. And parang naisip ko lang, oh my God, panalaman to ng mami ko, baka pauwiin ako. But you know, something parang you have to get, you know, your thing together. And isip mo, like, well, it's a decent job, hindi naman illegal. And then, you know, it pays the bills, the rent. So wala lang, go pa rin. Yeah, experience. It's actually very humbling na experience. Siyempre, if you, kung galing ka sa established na career, so talagang sabihin mo, hindi lang siya entry level, parang sub-zero level talaga pagdating nga dito. Kasi like student, syempre hindi ka naman maka-work full-time hours and of course visa, they won't really hire someone kahit na maaganda yung experience mo overseas. So syempre you get jobs like magtatrabaho ka sa hospitality, cleaning, different things, retail, ganun, customer service. Pero you're trying to get better job pero parang may barriers palagi. Oh, so yeah, it's a bit difficult. So, but you just probably need to take it with a grain of salt na parang be grateful pa rin. And you never know, you know, kahit kunin mo yung trabaho na to, it can open up to other things din.
At nang dumating na ang pagkatapos ng pag-aaral, dito na nagsimulang maghanap ng pathway to permanent residency si Christina.
Almost 2 years after ko na-graduate, so I I was trying to navigate kung paano nga makakuha ng PR. Kaya lang kasi yung points of Victoria that time was so high. I think I needed to reach like 85 or 90 points. Eh, syempre hindi naman tayo kabataan, kahit na ma-perfect mo yung English core. So, we were looking at the regional area. So, yung ibang classmates ko, nagyaya na, uy, why don't we check out Darwin? Kasi a few of them got jobs, ganun. So, I flew out with a classmate, ako yung mga March 2020 yun, to be there for a week. Eh, yun na yung time na sumabog yung COVID. Mm-hmm. I think Melbourne was overrun. And dahil yung chief minister wanted to protect yung mga indigenous, marami kasi indigenous sa Darwin. So, nag-emergency shutdown ng border. So, actually, I was stuck there. Mm-hmm. And yung family ko was stuck in Melbourne for many months.
Ah, so, nasa Melbourne na yung family mo during that time. Tapos ikaw lang pala mag-isang pumunta ng Darwin.
Oo.
Ilang taon ka na-stranded? Parang nun-stuck ka na doon.
So, I never came back since 2020. Oo, 4 years. So, ang family ko came, that was March. They came siguro mga late July. Oo, hindi kami
Ng 2020 din?
Oo, ng 2020. Kasi we couldn't afford yung magbayad ng $2,500 per head for them to quarantine sa Howard Springs. Wala kami ng trabaho. You know, it was hard. Very uncertain yun at times na... Ayun nga, parang nagsisi ako na I actually flew to Darwin had I known. Kasi parang, oh my God, will I still see my family? Parang nakakatakot.
Pero looking back ngayon, dahil magkakasama na kayo, and also, I think nagbigay sa'yo ng opportunity yung Darwin sa iba't ibang bagay. Ano yung nakikita mo na, ay, tama pala yung decision ko, may mga ganun ba? O parang medyo regret ba din?
I think it was a blessing in disguise. Siyempre, hindi naman nawawala na siyempre lahat parang... nagdadasal din tayo, you know, for guidance and all. Pero yeah, looking back, Darwin was really a safe place for us to start over. And syempre, ang dami ding job opportunities to. And I felt like mas welcoming siya to mga migrants in terms of, you know, mga giving opportunities sa mga multicultural, you know, communities. And syempre, doon din kami nakaano ng pathway for permanent residency, which we got actually November last year.
Bago ang PR, kinuha ni Christine ang subclass 485 temporary graduate visa matapos ang kanyang pag-aaral ng master's degree para makapanatili pa ng 2 taon sa Australia, habang ang asawa naman niya nag-ainoon ng pandemic visa. Sa tulong ng kanyang registered migration agent gamit ang general accountant at trabaho, isinumitin ito ang subclass 190 skilled nominated visa na nagbigay sa kanya at pamilya ng permanent residency. Bagaman masaya sa naging pananatili sa Northern Territory, marami din ani Christina na mga adjustments silang kinaharap.
It's very different. It's the weather pa lang. Melbourne is what, 4 seasons in a day. It's very cold here. Doon naman sobrang extreme. Like if it's, we only have the dry and the wet season, it can be extremely hot. Parang mga 40 degrees average, 30 plus yung araw mo. I think it's much more laid back in pace of life. Dito parang lahat nagmamadali. You know, you have your trains and trams. Doon, bus, and then you really need to drive from point A to B. Pero ano naman, parang 10-15 minutes drive to everywhere, which also gives
mas
you more
chill.
Time for your family and, you know, for other things. Mas chill siya. Medyo na yung cost of living lang mas mataas doon because we're further out. So like, in terms of mga grocery, kung kakain ka sa labas, what would normally be maybe $15-$16 here, doon sa amin $26-$28.
Malaki ang pasalamat ni Christina sa Darwin, kaya naman patuloy ang kanilang paninirahan dito. Ayon sa datos ng Australian Bureau of Statistics noong 2021, aabot sa 7,000 ang mga Pinoy sa Northern Territory at mahigit 8,000 na sa kasalukuyan. Pinakamarami ang mga laborer, technician at trade workers, gayon din ang mga professionals, maging mga community and personal service workers. Payo ni Christina sa mga Pinoy na nangangarap din maging PR o citizen ng Australia na lakasan ng loob at huwag basta susuko.
You just really have to do your best in any opportunity that comes. You have to make the best out of it. And then, syempre, nandun yung kailang nagdadasal ka palagi, you know, just to, kasi we always need, you know, divine intervention, lalo lakas ng loob pag you're somewhere else foreign and, you know, maraming challenges. Siguro hindi ka lang mag-expect ng masyado. Like if you're used to a certain kind of lifestyle or yung status mo sa Pinas and then you're here, kalanggang kailangan you have to more or less parang start from a clean slate, yung expectations po lang. Kasi otherwise, you'll get frustrated and, you know, you'll give up easily. So, yun lang. And syempre, kailangan itaas palagi yung bandera. Anywhere you are, we're representing na rin yung community natin. So, you always have to give your best.
ang pangkalahatang paliwanag at impormasyon ay gabay lamang. Para sa dagdag na impormasyon at payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, kumonsulta sa isang abogado o registered migration agent sa Australia. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.